Zogt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, der zweite Perek, Gimel, Mishnah, Dalet. So like we learned in the previous Mishnah, we did everything within our power to try to get her not to drink. Even if she's guilty, just admit, you won't have to drink. She won't have to die this horrible death. And we told her not to be scared to drink. If she's innocent, the water will only bring bracha. Lemaisa, in this case, she drinks and she's guilty. Zogt der Mishnah, eine maspekes lishtois. She doesn't have a chance to finish drinking. Atcha panel merikos, for her face turns like green. Veinel boltois, her eyes bulge. Vehi mismales gidin. It looks like she's full of veins. The veins in her cheeks, they like blow up. It looks like she's full of veins. So the Batura points out right away, l'choyre, this Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds like Rabbi Shimon that says, first we are makriv her mincha, and then she drinks. Because before they're makriv the mincha, the water doesn't check her. That's learned from the pasuk mincha zekarein maskeres ovei. Okay, lemaisa, we see already what's happening over here. The haim and they, those that are standing and see this, I mean, they say, haitziyu, haitziyu, take her out. Shalei setame hu azara, she shouldn't be metame the azara. So here there's an issue, what exactly were they concerned for? She's in the Ezras Nashim. There's no problem of Tumas Meis in the Ezras Nashim. So it means different types of Tumah that was a concern for. Im yesh lo schus, she has a schus, hasetayla. Then the schus could push off the punishment. And she did not suffer right away. Which particular schus says the Batanura, she brings her children to the cheder, and she waits for her husband, who is oisik betayla, to come back. The schus of Torah protects her and pushes off the punishment. Some say there are schusim of other mitzvahs that she does. Zogt der Mishnah weiter, yesh schus, toile shtei shanim. There can be a schus that pushes off the punishment for 2 years. Yesh schus toile shalosh shanim. Toile means to hang, literally. You know, to stay suspended. There's a schus that can push off the punishment for 3 years. But this creates a problem. Let's say she knows she's guilty, and she sees the water's not hurting her. She was expecting the worst, nothing is happening. So maybe she's going to start saying, it doesn't really work, the water. It's only a trick. So she has to know that it's because of her schus. So mikan oimer ben azai. From here it says ben azai. Chayiv adam lelamed esbitei Torah. Taki, you have to teach your daughter Torah. A person has to teach his daughter Torah. Teida she schus Torah. She should understand the reason she didn't die is not because the water doesn't work, but that she has a schus that's protecting her. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Kala Malamed Bitay Torah, one who teaches his daughter Torah, Kilo Malamda Tiflos. It's like he's teaching her to do the worst things. What? From Torah? Tiflos means to associate with the wrong people. What we're scared of is she's going to sharpen her mind through learning Torah, and she can use that for Averis. So what does this mean? Your sister is not allowed to learn? Everyone agrees women have to learn the halachis that are negaya to them. Let me quote you what it says from the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim made a sefer called Lekutei Halachis. Now, there it says as follows. In our days, we don't have such a good Kabbalah. There was a time where a girl grew up and her mother taught her everything about Amunah and Yiddishkeit. And our grandmothers, could be they knew a lot more than we know. They definitely had a much stronger level of Amunah and a Koyach of Tefillah. But nowadays, says the Chafetz Chaim, Adarabba, Mitzvah Rabbah, to teach daughters Chumash, Nevi'im, Uksuvim, Psukim, and Musar, like Masechtas Avai, Sefer Menorah Samar, they should have a proper Amunah, and they shouldn't turn away Miderech Hashem. Zogt der Mishnah weiter. Rabbi Yeshua says, Roitza Isha, Bekav V'Siflus, Meitisha Kabin Uprishus. A woman would rather that her husband gives her less food, but be available for different things, than to give her a lot of more food and not to be there for her. Zok de Mishnah Vaiter Hu Hoya Aimer. And he used to say, Chassid Shaita. Now, when the Mishnah says Chassid, the Mishnah refers to people that normally do more than what the mitzvah requires. They do Lefnim Mishur Sadin. That's a Chassid who's not a Shaita, but there's a Chassid Shaita who uses his Frumkeit for the wrong things. Misinterprets what he thinks is chassidus, and in reality it's anything but. For example, Let's say someone sees a woman drowning. He says, "Oh, I'm not supposed to look at a woman. I can't save her." He lets her drown. That's what about Tanura brings. The Melech HaShalem that brings from the Yerushalmi. Let's say someone sees a baby drowning. And he says, "Oh, I can't save him. I'm wearing tefillin. My tefillin's going to get ruined. It's a big avera to damage tefillin. Let me first take off my tefillin. This person is nothing but a shaita." Or the Rasha Arum. A Rasha who's treacherous? What's called a Rasha who's treacherous? This is someone who comes to a dayan. He has a din Torah. And somehow he sneaks in his side of the story before the other one shows up. Now, once you're prejudiced and you hear someone's side of the story before the other one, you're not going to paskin fairly. Here too, the Melech HaShlemi brings up Shat that a Rasha Arum, who's someone who's very lenient when it comes to his own halacha decisions, but he's machmer on someone else. V'isha firusha, that's a woman, that's oisik and kishuf. And she makes it look like she's a big tzaddikus through a koyach of kishuf. When a woman is having a baby, she makes the woman have problems. Then they come to her. And she makes herself like a tzaddikus. She's going to daven. And then through her koyach of kishuf, she removes the problem. And now she looks like, a big tzaddikus. Look, her tefillahs are answered. Umaka is prushim. The maka of the prushim, this person bangs himself to show he's a anav, and he's a tznuah, says the Batanura. He walks like slowly, little steps, doesn't lift his feet from the ground. So his feet bang into the stones. Or he makes believe like he's closing his eyes not to see things he shouldn't see, and he crashes into the wall. And blood comes out of him. He's not really doing it, L'shem Shemayim. He wants people to think, "Ooh, I'm the big anav." That's funny, when you want people to think you're a big anav. Zakta Mishnah, Hari Elu, these people, Mechale Oilam. They're destroying the world. They're Mechalkal the world. They're fooling people, they're Hasidim. But their inside is not like their outside. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah, the Mishnah says that before she even finishes drinking, there's some of Harshim learn it means right after she finishes drinking, her face becomes kind of pale, her eyes bulge, it looks like her face is full of veins, and they say quickly take her out before she's mitama the azara. If she has a schus, the schus can push off the punishment. We'll see more about that in the next Mishnah. Particularly, the schus is bringing her children to cheder, waiting for her husband to come back. Some say it means her personal schusim that she has. Depending on the type of schus, there's a schus that could push it off for a year, there's a schus that could push it off for 2 years, for 3 years. Benazi said, from here we learn one is mechuyif to teach his daughter Tyra. So she should realize, the water works, it's just that, her schus is pushing it off. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees, he says if a person teaches his daughter Tyra, it's ki'ilim alam day tiflus. And basically the Mishnah told us that the worst thing in the world is someone who fools someone else. Who thinks he's a tzaddik or acts like a tzaddik and does anything but. Examples, a chassid shaita, who lets someone drown because of his frumkeit. A rasha arim, who's going to tell you, I didn't lie. Yeah. But he went and told the Rav or the Bezdin, somehow he snuck in his side of the story before the other side came. Or an isha prusha who makes herself like a tzaddikus and really through kishuv. She's causing the problem and then says, through my tefillahs it was answered. It makes her look that way. Or people that inflict wounds on themselves to make it look like they're a big tzaddik. They walk so slowly that their feet rub on the ground or they bump into things because supposedly they're not looking at things that they're not supposed to. These people that are not honest with themselves and they misrepresent Torah, Hari Elu, says the Mishnah, they are Mechalei Oilam. They're Mekalkel the entire world.